Sudan is probably one of the worst children's crises in the world today. Despite all what is going on in the world, from a children's perspective, Sudan is very, very hard hitting for children and probably one of the worst ones.
So what are the main problems that children are facing?
Well, I would say on the one hand, children are the biggest victims of acute emergencies happening today. Acute emergencies mainly related to the many conflicts that are happening within Sudan, but also in neighboring countries where then, like South Sudan, where children are coming in as refugees. Children are also the main victims of old conflicts. When you look into the 10-year-old conflict in Darfur and the 1.2 million people that are still being displaced, 65% have been verified to be children. So children also suffer from those conflicts that have been going on for many, many years. And last but not least is also children are suffering from a chronic underinvestment in basic social services. Sudan has an important problem of acute and chronic malnutrition. In Sudan, we have close to 2 million children not yet in school. And that is not because of the conflict only. It is because of education, health, nutrition not having got the priority that it should have in a country like Sudan.
So what is UNICEF doing to try and help?
Well, first and foremost, UNICEF is trying to get the picture right. What is the situation of children in Sudan? And we try to document that situation not just for the country, but we try to go down to the localities, to the communities, so that we get a clear picture of what the vulnerabilities are of these children in each and every community. We then, of course, with the government of Sudan, with our line ministries who are very committed, line ministries like health, education, we try to ensure that one, the services are being delivered, that the capacity is there, the teachers are there, the medical professionals are there, the social workers are there in order to deliver the services. We help ensuring that supplies are being provided, that the textbooks are there, that the classrooms are fit for purpose, that they are child-friendly. So we are working on a wide range of investments in the country in order for the children to have their basic fundamental rights being met.
And are you getting to all the children that really need your help?
Unfortunately not. I think we get to a big, big majority. I think 95% of the children are reached with UNICEF support. However, there is an important pocket of children that is not being reached. Some of them, 500,000, are sitting in the Kordofan states, Blue Nile, where we haven't been able to access because of active conflict for almost 3 years. So we don't reach them all. We have reached a big majority of them. We still are very committed to reach them all, but in order to reach them all, we will have to have all parties agreeing that there is one thing that has to happen, that is the war to stop.
Do you think that you can get agreement to just even get a ceasefire so that you can get in for a short while?
I can assure you that UNICEF will guarantee that the children's voices will be heard loud and clear. I can make the decisions for those worrying parties, but I can ensure that the voice of children will not be forgotten when they make the final deliberation.
And how do you see the future of your work in Sudan?
You can look into the future in one that is looking gloomy. And there are a lot of reasons for that. I think the ongoing conflicts, the national dialogue, the political side is not looking that bright. The economic prospects of the country, nothing really looks that positive for the moment. However, we as UNICEF are optimistic. There are in Sudan also opportunities. You go down to the communities, to the localities, everywhere you will find parents, children driven towards change. People want their children, their boys and their girls to go to school. I was last week in Central and Western Darfur. I am amazed to see the drive amongst community leaders, teachers, medical workers in very difficult circumstances going out there and help the children. There is a lot of energy there, but you have also the authorities at the local, at the state level, at the central level. All kind of opportunities we need to bank upon. There is positive change happening for children in Sudan. The Salima campaign to end female genital mutilation, for example, remarkable what is happening. Again, very much community driven. So I am very, very positive. I'm realistic about the political, the economic, military, fiscal situation. I'm very realistic. But absolutely, there are a lot of opportunities and opportunities we should not miss today. It is time to invest in Sudan today, not tomorrow.